Experience in the Christian life brings assurances. We've seen the Lord do things before. We've seen Him make promises before and fulfill them. So we stand on them in faith. In Mark 4:40, Jesus, talking to the disciples, says, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" The Lord's question to the disciples then still comes to us today. As a Christian, concerning the storms of life, it's been said that you are in one of three places. You're entering into one, you're in the middle of one, or you're exiting a storm. And there's probably some truth to that, I'm sure. However, many of us can feel like our storms are never ending. If our will is in submission to God's, we can trust that anything allowed to come our way has been cleared through Him first. We can conclude then that a storm is in our best interest and for our own good. This is not to teach fatalism. It is acknowledging God's providence in our attitude and response to every circumstance in life. It is to understand that our emotions are superseded by our will when the Bible says we can take our thoughts captive. The spiritually immature look at storms and think, "We're going to sink for sure," all while crying out to the Lord for help. And that's a good response. The sanctified saint in maturity looks at a storm and thinks, "I've seen this before," and still cries out to the Lord for help. Again, a correct response. The difference is, experience stands on the promises of Jesus, who said, "Let us cross over to the other side." As one saint put it, He did not promise an easy trip, but He did promise a guaranteed arrival at their destination. And you know what? Jesus makes that promise to us too. Storms in life will end eventually. Jesus will stand up in the middle of it and command peace, and everything will be still. He will make you walk beside those peaceful streams once more. That peace that surpasses all understanding that He promises will be given when we call out to Him. And the Lord will calm us, even if the circumstances around us seem gloomy. We must simply trust in His love and assurances through His word.